An attorney for founder Julian Assange has told Al Jazeera that the U.S. government has called a secret grand jury in Virginia to consider criminal charges in the WikiLeaks case. Last week, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said his office was taking significant action in the case but didn't specify what. And the former second-in-command at WikiLeaks, Daniel Berg, has announced that he's preparing to launch an alternate site dedicated to ending secrecy. Berg left WikiLeaks because of philosophical differences with Julian Assange. Meanwhile, Assange is scheduled to appear before an extradition hearing tomorrow in London on charges of sexual assault filed against him in Sweden. Britain's national security advisor is warning that British government websites are at risk of cyber attack from pro-WikiLeaks groups. And Brendan Greeley has been talking to one of them. He's technology and policy correspondent for The Economist magazine. He's been having online conversations with participants in something called Anonymous. You can find his post at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, Brendan, tell us more about Anonymous. You say it's not a group. It's not WikiLeaks. It's more of a 24-hour Athenian democracy, a web-based collaborative. Tell us more. What is Anonymous?
Well, I've been reading a lot about Anonymous being described as a group of shadowy or a shadowy group of hackers. And I think it's important to point out that they're neither shadowy nor hackers. But we'll start with the not shadowy part. So there is a message board called 4chan. And people from all over the world would meet on 4chan, and they would decide on various pranks. And some of them were pretty abusive. They would deface Facebook pages, various things. So these people got angry this fall about efforts to stem online piracy. So they agreed among themselves in 4chan, in these message boards, to launch attacks against websites owned by the Recording Industry Association of America, for example. So this is the origin of the group Anonymous. People meeting on a message board, they stand in some way for free speech on the internet, and they launched, this is in the fall, what's called a DDoS attack, a distributed denial of service attack. Now, it's very important to point out that this is not hacking. This is just downloading very straightforward software that is freely available that will launch a large number of requests to a website. If websites aren't sufficiently robust, they will fail under the pressure. But, I mean, the listeners of Here and Now could, if they wanted to, launch a DDoS attack against some other radio website by all agreeing to go to the same place at the same time. So this is what these people have done. Now, they decided to launch the sort of a smaller group of people within this larger group that call themselves Anonymous, decided to launch an attack against people who have in some way impeded the progress of WikiLeaks, and they titled that Operation Avenge Assange.
Okay. So by the way, I just want to back up and say, hopefully,
sure.
Do not launch an attack in my name. But the people who are participating in Anonymous, they're called Anons. They lend their parts of their computer to launch these attacks. They have a hive mentality, right, which means that everyone has to agree on what they're going to do. And you are on this online chat. I just have to ask, I'm presuming that, maybe members of U.S. intelligence are on as well. I mean, if you're on?
I have to assume that they are as well. I have to be careful. I don't know that they are, but they would be awful foolish not to be. And they're pretty smart. I think they probably are. I also think it's important to point out that this is a very public discussion going on. It's not hard to get into these channels, and it's not hard to track these people down. There has already been one arrest. It is illegal to launch a DDoS attack in the Netherlands, and somebody who was in these servers or on this online chat in the Netherlands who participated in one of these attacks has already been arrested. So the problem with Anonymous, or that if you set to one side what they're actually doing, the ethics of it, I think it's fascinating as a governance model because they have to be open in order to work. There's no central planning committee. There's no person in charge. What happens is you've got maybe 1,000 people logged in at any time.
Except that you have to say, when you say open, I just have to say people don't know their names or where they're from.
They are anonymous, although often they'll reveal where they're from. When I was talking to them, people told me that they were from Brazil and from Germany and from New Zealand and from Norway. And then somebody else came on and said, stop telling the reporter where you're from.
We are everyone. So, she said, we are everyone. We are everywhere. We are anonymous. So there's this wide stretch.
But anonymous.
But you say they're not hackers in the sense of somebody who has a mission to go in and, mess something up. You say that that they're, you know, doing something that's, you know, legal. They're downloading accessible software. But what are I know this gets technical, but what are people in the community saying about them? We understand some people feel that, you know, don't like what they consider strong arm tactics.
Yeah. Well, there's been sort of robust debate actually within the anonymous community about whether what they're doing is right or not. So in order to actually launch attack against a target, somebody has to propose that target. And there's a pretty energetic democratic debate that goes on whether or not they're going to actually launch the attack. So if they're and at one point they'll actually vote. They'll sort of ask everybody to raise a hand in this chat on whether they should launch the attack or not. And somebody wrote something really interesting. I went back through some logs I had of the chats that they did when they were thinking about attacking MasterCard. Somebody said, "We just want a demonstration of power. We don't want to be Robespierre." They didn't want to abuse this conversation they were having. They didn't want to actually cause real harm. And when I say they, this is one person within this debate. There are other people who adamantly wanted to take down MasterCard. They have to figure out. So, I mean, there have also been other people who sort of used to support Anonymous, people like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who would seem to be sympathetic with their goals. This is an organization that works against reforming copyright law and would seem to sort of be on the same page with Anonymous. And they have publicly asked Anonymous, please stop what you're doing. It's counterproductive. It's actually harming active efforts we have to negotiate better agreements with the Recording Industry Association. So they're trying to figure out themselves what they are and what they want. They're like any protest group. You know, it starts with anger, and then at some point it has to make demands. And I've asked them. I went back in a couple days ago and I said, what are your demands? And they couldn't really agree on what their demands were. So it's awful hard to have a successful sit-in when you don't know and can't agree what it is that you want in return.
Well, there seems to be one overarching thought is that members of Anonymous are sympathetic to WikiLeaks, even though there may be some people within Anonymous may not be as sympathetic to some as we said, as these strong arm tactics, as it was referred to in 2600 Magazine. That's a magazine for the hacker community. They may not be in favor of the tactics that supporters of WikiLeaks are now taking. They seem to be in favor of WikiLeaks and this idea of no secrecy. That's Brendan Greeley. He's technology and policy correspondent for The Economist magazine. Brendan, we got to have you back. Fascinating. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Had fun.